This is AJ with Arcadian Rhythms. Just if you'd like to introduce yourself and what you do, basically.
Sure. My name is Danny Garfield. I'm the developer at Pooba for the game Concursion. It's kind of a five-way mashup of a whole lot of gameplay in one. I guess I am the lead developer, only developer, and level designer.
Nice. So yeah, we've had a chance to actually play the game. We've kind of rushed in yesterday to actually have a go, and you've been kind enough to show us the actual full game. Really enjoyed the levels I played in the original demo, and I'm really surprised by how much depth the game actually is displaying. The stuff you demoed to us today was, there's some really awesome ones, like the fact you went from a bullet hell shooter on that boss fight through to like almost infinite runner style game, basically against the ever moving, shifting screen. And they're just the different styles and how you actually all meld them together. Really impressive, really super responsive as well. It's one thing I really favour about a good platform is you've got to be able to, react quickly to everything, and the game's not going to hold you back. We spoke a little bit before this interview started. What did you do before? Because, I mean, to make a game this, like, fully fledged, I would expected quite a long history in games.
Long history playing games. The console's back to all you can name, but... No, before this, I was a developer doing a post-production for Hollywood studio work, so working with like the Disney, Universal, Paramount, Fox, those guys, doing licensed games and apps, especially like Blu-rays and things, so lots of small games, probably a lot of things that you find at your local store today, but none of it would have my name on it.
Yeah, right, I understand that. Yeah. I worked in QA for long enough today.
Sure.
Yeah. So what were your main kind of inspirations then in terms of when you were looking at this, what kind of games were you like, well, I'd like to be able to put this into my game, or these elements of it?
Well, key was finding kind of five games that all work together seamlessly, that all kind of have similar shared goals and things. But specifically to each of the five flavors, I kind of generally cite Pac-Man, Mario, I cite Ninja Gaiden, Gauntlet, and then for the Jetpack one, I often cite Solar Jetman, which was a game for Nintendo. And I'm wrong, it doesn't work that way. I played it recently after having developed this, and it doesn't work as I thought it did. But holistically, actually, it's, like you said, kind of those hyper-accurate, responsive platformers like Super Meat Boy. I really wanted to take all of those together into kind of a cohesive, singular package that really controlled tightly in the way that I wanted.
Yeah, it definitely shows, I have to say. So how many levels are you actually planning to put in? You mentioned a number of...
Sure.
Yeah.
There are just shy of 70 levels, not including your bosses.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And so far, every level you showed us was basically played completely differently, which was really good about it. What would you say actually is probably one of your proudest levels?
Ooh, you know what? There's two boss fights that I really enjoy. I'll spoil one of them.
Okay.
it's not a plot spoiler, but... You're kind of fighting this gigantic beast, and he's in the background, and you can't attack him directly, and he's kind of throwing fireballs and blasting fire, and debris is moving across the stage as you kind of have to make your way through it. And the whole time, you're fighting on these islands suspended on top of lava. And finally, you kind of charge the factory by running on these treadmills, and you flip a switch, only to have the lava drain and a giant crusher rod come down from the ceiling to smack this giant beast on the head. And in fact, you're going to have to jump into the lava pits that you've been avoiding the whole game, because submerged beneath is an entire kind of Pac-Man maze.
That's awesome.
We have other boss fights that very literally kind of throw dimensional bowls at you. They will throw spotlights of a platformer at you while you're trying to catch errors in a jetpack and try to kind of take that jetpack away from you.
Mentioning dimensional bubbles and stuff like that, it doesn't just shift the way the character looks, it actually changes like what the backgrounds are looking like, but also notably the music as well. So you obviously have different like musical themes and stuff like that. It wasn't yourself that made the music. Who was it, and what was the kind of background in getting that person involved then?
Well, the composer's name is Christopher Hoag, and he's actually just a longtime friend of mine, a really close friend. I'm really lucky to know him. He's an Emmy-nominated composer, quite accomplished, and he'd never done video game work before. So I kind of brought him this idea of, can you do a soundtrack for a game? Sure, easy. Well, hold on. Can we do the soundtrack five times over completely? Like, beat for beat, measure for measure, like, orchestrated differently. Often they're not quite the same song. And we're going to cross-code them all. So kind of based on your proximity to each dimension, you might hear more electronica, you might hear more guitar-driven rock, you might hear more chiptune retro. And all of those songs are actually composed such that they can blend and play at any kind of ratio of mix or on their own, which I think is kind of a unique challenge I threw at Chris.
Yeah, again, like I said, I think it works really well. The blending between the different styles of music is kind of really, really cool. And it definitely leans towards giving the game even more of its own kind of identity as well. When you, in the same way, I'm going to say this once and I won't say it ever again, okay, but the kind of Tarantino-esque way of merging genres, but making it its own identity, even though you are clearly taking homage from certain different areas. It never actually, the game never feels like, oh right, this is just the Pac-Man level or the Mario level. So I'm really impressed with that. What is kind of, what are your future plans for this? When is the release date? Well, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, actually, we just kind of hit content completion about a week ago. Finished the last of our levels, the last of our bosses is done. So we're just about to enter kind of polish mode, you know, making sure everything feels just right, making sure there's checkpoints where there ought to be, making sure there's no real kind of difficulty hotspots. And we're setting about 8 weeks aside for all that massage process, QC included, just a small team of us, just three of us. So 8 weeks from now, we plan to be done, give or take a little leeway, and then going out to the world. We actually, I should mention, just came to Steam Greenlight, just posted up to it under a week ago. And so any votes we can get there, much obliged. It's obviously a lot of my heart is in that right now.
Have you nudged Sony or any Sony representatives?
I haven't. I should do that.
You should probably should. to be quite honest, like the push that they're putting here has like been phenomenal. Like pretty much every developer we've been speaking to, has been very, very positive, and Sony trying to make things happen.
Cool. Alright,
yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot for taking the time to show us the game and actually also answer these questions. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So yeah, and we're pretty much done.